we were given 5.8 million. But, Chair, I'm going to indicate to the Chairperson that out of the approval, we managed indeed to complete the entire renovation of the farm. And the renovation entailed, as I said, it is not reflected on this one. This one will be the next slide. Later on, I'll indicate when I go to the slide. There are six broiler houses, as I said. One broiler house has got the capacity of 45,000 chickens. So the total capacity of the farm is 270,000 chickens. Annually is 1.9 million chickens, taking into account the mortality, which is an acceptable mortality within the poultry industry of 5%. Indeed, we managed to do the infrastructure within a period of about 8 months. And during that period, one needs to say from the beginning that indeed there were challenges. But those challenges, I saw them during that period because I had a strategic partner. And for me, from the beginning, I did not want to rely on the strategic partner because I knew for the fact that the farm belongs to me and my partner, who is my wife, because we have been running business with my wife all along for about now 15 years. She's having 45%, I'm having 55%, as far as the farm is concerned. Thanks, Chairperson. But then, we are the two owners of the farm. And we accepted the fact from the beginning that we are the owners of the farm. And when the department allocated the farm to us, it was not necessarily that because we had to sign a tripartite agreement that we have to rely on the strategic partner. We took it from that, with that perspective. And hence, we managed, whenever there were challenges, to turn those challenges into opportunities, into strength, because today, there's not even a single employee of the department in the district that I don't know. Because I had to go to their doors, talk to them, invite them to the farm, and ultimately, together as a group, we managed definitely to turn around that farm and be able to spend the money appropriately. And I need also to bring it under the attention of the committee that to show that we owned the farm. Subsequent to us starting with the project now, the production, there were problems in as far as the auditing of some of the supporting documentation that the department could not get, that ultimately the provincial, the national treasury, people came to my farm, they phoned to say they had a problem in terms of certain documents that they could not get. But because we took ownership of the farm, we had the entire file. Hence, I invited them to say, come with your printing all equipment so that you can get the supporting documentation in my farm. It took us 6 hours on that day at my farm, and today the problem has been sorted out. And that shows the challenges that we had, we saw them as opportunities, and we managed to say that we own the farm. Now, subsequent to the recap, I want to show in terms of that slide, because there are a number of them, because I've already since then, from December, the 19th of December 2013, up to January now, we have already gone through 9 cycles. And in all those cycles, we managed to sort of remain within the industry percentage as far as mortality below 5%. We have never gone beyond 5%. So this is an example in terms of what I'm producing. I'm reflecting there on the screen. In summary to say, if you look at that summary, it says, that's why I'm not ashamed to show even the figures. Because these figures are figures that are coming from the contractor, which now I have to issue the invoice for the contractor to pay me. So the summary thereof says, Up to now, the income that we have made is about 5.2 million rand. Now, to support the earlier presenter to say, you make a lot of money, but that money goes to the contractor. So you can clearly see there, if we have made 5.2 million, then they have to deduct the feed, which the feed that we have utilized is about 731 tons for that period of that cycle. And the amount of the feed, which is the bulk of the production in terms of poultry. That's why most of our poultry today, we don't make success. Because if you fail in terms of managing the feed and being so strict in terms of that, you are out of the poultry industry. So the feed, there it comes to a point where the contractor has to sell 3.2 million out of 5.2 million. That is the feed. Then the chickens. The chickens, they have to deduct 1.2 million rand. From there is the medication for the chicks, which was 64,000. Then the bedding is 71,000. But the bedding, chairperson, I need to indicate that the bedding is one thing that you can make money out of it as a farmer. It's not the point of you pay the 71,000 rand and the 71,000 rand you have lost it. Just to stop there and indicate what I've done in terms of my bedding. Throughout all the 9 cycles, I buy the bedding for that 71,000, but I sell it as a manure at the end. And in most cases, like this bedding of 71,900 rand, for me it has brought to me 92,000 rand. So in the chicken industry, it is an issue of, as I said when I started, ownership. And really making a point that you don't work for 8 hours. It should be 23 hours. So that you know the farm, you know the industry, you know the hard, the core issues, even the small issues, you are interested in those issues. So what I'm trying to say is that, for me, I appreciate the department has given me an opportunity. Government has given me an opportunity. But the question is, what do I do? Should I go back to the department again? No, but I must work out on a number of things. So that's why with this bedding, I need also to report to the committee to say, out of the bedding, I negotiated with my clients who are buying the, who are doing feed. I negotiated with them to say, I don't want you to pay me an amount, a cash amount. Let's turn the cash amount into, give me cash. Currently, I can report that I've got about 30 cups in my farm from the feed. So we simply mean that it's not about poultry, it's about a bigger picture, the direction that we want to go to. So we show that the assistance that we get, we can do something about that assistance. So coming down, you'll see, at the end, from the 5.2 million, my amount that I'm getting is 542 with tax, because I'm registered for tax. With the tax, my pay on Saturday, on Friday, you will see the payment day. On Friday, I'll be getting 17,000 rand in my pocket, in my bank. So this is one of the successful stories, because though there are problems, we need also as farmers to say, despite the problems that you go through, but the department has contributed a lot in terms of making what we are today. So down there, you look at the production information. The milk that I've given over to Supreme, is a milk of about 439,756 tons that I'm contributing per cycle. Now these chickens, my farm, because of recap again, my farm was evaluated by the Department of National Department of Agriculture. And I need to report again another success story. The farm has been accredited as an exporter of live carcass. So these are things that I can always say I saw the benefits. I've reaped the benefits of the of recare. And I also need to say I no longer need any cent from government. Because I've got my share, now it's 2 years down the line, whatever is broken at my farm, I'm repairing it. Sooner or later, I'll be doing another layer, a sort of a repair on the farm. And I know I've already written a letter to the department to inform the department, because the property belongs to the department, to say, can you give me a permission, not give me money, can you give me a permission, because I want to revamp my houses. Because the trick within the porch industry is that whatever you get at your initial stage, reinvest it into the infrastructure. Come 5 years down the line, I'll be able to make my money. So this is what I want to share as far as the successful story is concerned. Can we go to the next one?
Can you try to summarize? Because
yes. The other issue is, out of what we have picked up, we are now able to contribute. Currently, I am assisting an emerging farmer who has been going through difficulties. Now, because of the experience that I have, and a lot of research that I've done, I've managed even now to start with the farmer, and as part of being giving a sort of transfer the knowledge to the other farmer, another black farmer, with his personnel, about 7 personnel together with him, and they will be finalizing as far as this transfer of knowledge at my farm next week on Monday. So from there, I'm going to assist him from his farm, because they spent the entire time at my farm. So what I'm trying to say is, this has contributed to the success of the farm. Now, coming to the last issue. Chairperson, I need to deal with the issues as far as the challenges are concerned. Yes, there were a number of challenges last night. There were a number of challenges. We have dealt with the challenges. One challenge which is critical, it is an industry-related challenge. I don't need to repeat what the other presenter indicated. The challenge of a contract grower versus the main guys as far as those who we supply with chickens, that indeed is a problem. But the question is, how can we deal with the challenge in order to sort of complete our transformation? I think it is critical from the department side to step it a bit further to say, because we have assisted number of farmers as far as poultry is concerned, why can't we buy an abattoir? Why can't we buy hatchery? Because most of my fellow Africans, as it is a problem of, they don't get contracts, and ultimately the money that the department injected, it does not yield any benefit. So as I say, from my side, I would say, the next step should be to get an abattoir. Now, that is how to deal with the issue of a challenge that we got. The next one is, in terms of the recap, Chair, I'm not afraid to say, any committee member can visit my farm anytime to see where the workers are staying. Some of our people in the township or in towns, they hire rooms, but when you look at the state of those rooms, they are in tatters. But at my farm, ceilings, tiles, they've got the toilets that are running properly. So this is the recap. This is the result of the recap. The other issue is the biosecurity. My biosecurity is up to standard. Supreme is even now currently awaiting for me to increase. They've given me an opportunity to increase for 2 hours. They've increased my contract. It was initially 5 years with an option of renewal for indefinite period. They've written a letter to say they've confirmed for the first year that I'm falling within the next term of the contract, indefinite period. So this is the recap. So the other issue is employment. I'm employing currently 18 permanent staff with a lower salary. I'm prepared to share the document as well, 2,500 rand, the lowest salary. And also we are now this year starting, because we've already completed a 12-month period, working on the bonus structure, but based on performance, so that everybody should own the entire process at the farm. Now, out of the 18, 12 are female, of which 8 are youth, and the rest are laid. Then also we are contributing as far as temporary employment is concerned. Per year I'm creating employment of 385 people with an average of 91 a day. That is temporary workers. So that there should be employment. And those workers, I've already trained them as well. In other words, I've created a sort of a pool. Should it happen that I lose another employer, or they want to go to seek employment somewhere else, they are already qualified because even themselves, I've trained them as far as biosecurity, they've got the certificates, I've trained them as far as animal welfare is concerned. Apart from coming to get employment here, they can be employable outside. So that's the contribution thereof. The other social responsibility is that we have since signed a contract with the provincial Department of Agriculture for my farm to be able to assist as far as experiential training is concerned. As from the 9th of February, I'll be having one student who is going to complete the entire 12 months before, because it's a condition for her to complete the training, then thereafter to graduate for the diploma. And also University of Pretoria has already communicated with me as far as taking about two students per year. So that's why I say, Chairperson, as far as recap is concerned, I would say I've seen the results. There are indeed certain things that have to be done, but we need to applaud the department and say, job well done. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. The next presenter.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, members of the House, the officials of the Department, fellow farmers. My name is Lefa Barrington Mabuela. I am here on behalf of a restitution community. This is a difficult one. I'm from Limpopo Province. Program Director, it is quite a fact that most of the restituted land in this country lies barren and are unproductive and undeveloped. And this is not in keeping with the land reform and restitution programs and policies aiming at eradicating poverty and hunger. Program Director, I'm going to present a picture, but I'm going to be very brief. I don't want to tell people, you know, rosy stories, but I'm only going to present the reality. In as far as this program is concerned, as a leader, together with those I'm working with, our focus, our main focus, is the restoration of dignity. Secondly, the reversal of the legacy of apartheid, and ensuring that, you know, the beneficiaries benefit out of, you know, being, you know, the new farmers. And lastly, we're looking at, you know, the improvement of the livelihoods of the people. Program Director, I really applaud the department without any reservation for coming up with this recap program. It really does wonders. Because if you remember, the apartheid government, you know, implemented a series of laws and policies which were carefully crafted achieve certain outcomes, one of which being to systematically impoverish a black person. But now the policy that we see here in front of us, that we have converged, because the recap, it's a wonderful. It shows that we as a department or our government is moving the right step in the right direction. Communal land is everyone's land, and if it's not properly managed, things could go wrong. If you look at the slide there, we are making a statement as a community. We are very brave. We are saying this is the best land restitution and development model in South Africa. And I want to challenge any of the communities who think this statement is not right to meet me outside this house. This community has got four enterprises. We have entered into a strategic partnership model, a relationship with a doctor called Dr. Sneyman. The community is a majority shareholder. I'm a director, a program director. As I'm sitting here, I'm a director because of this program. And I'm not shy to say so. We having an operating company where we have actually separated the CPA issues from the business issues. And then during our meetings, program director, I'm going to be short, but I want to highlight a specific point which shows the restoration of dignity and the reversal of the legacy of apartheid. When we have our management meetings, our tea lady is a white girl. I'm not being racist. This shows that how we work together with our fellow white people. We have actually four enterprises, that is ecotourism. We're having a lodge called Gunapala, very beautiful. We own game as a community. We're doing crop farming. We're doing cattle farming. In terms of cattle farming, we own cattle as a collective, as a community. We don't allow individual beneficiaries cattle on the CPA land, because this normally poses challenges of overgrazing, people fighting, da. So this is the community cattle which we own as a collective. And we're also having a poultry, we're doing poultry farming, which is still new. If you look at this, you will see the equipment is state of the art, it's tops. I'm going to dwell more on the egg project because it's still new. In 2013, we applied for 20 million for the erection of 6 layer houses, and only 12 million was approved for 3 layer houses. And the strategic partner funded the fourth house as well as the production capital. And by the construction commenced in November 2013, and by June 2014, all layer houses were completed and the enterprise was in full production. The equipment system was sourced from Netherlands. In terms of the production, each house has got a capacity of carrying 15,000 beds. And one house is about 110 by 6 meters wide. We buy chickens at 16 weeks and they start production at 18 weeks until week 60. And then at the end of 60 weeks, we sell them as they are part of the projected income. We also sell manure. The killer here in the poultry industry is the chicken feed. Fellow colleagues have already alluded to that. The food consumption of 1.75 tons per one house, remember we had before, roughly per month we plan close to 800,000 for the chicken feed. In terms of the production rate, we are at about 90% and the mortality rate of 2%. The system is environmentally controlled. We sell eggs through an off-take agreement with an established egg producer and distributor called Expert Eggs. We have an EIA for 18 houses registered. Plans are now underway, you know, to build or to expand. Approximately per month, we supply 1.7 million eggs. We are only the producer. So the fact that we are planning to expand or build more houses, that in future we want to do our own packing, we want to do our own distribution. Now, when one looks at the question of the impact of the RECAP program, remember the RECAP program only started yesterday, but before that there were other, you know, systems where government was assisting the farmers. Out of the four enterprises, up to 80 people are permanently employed and 200 are seasonal workers. We empower our youth by collaborating with AgriCita for Leadership Program. As we speak, AgriCita has again approved another program for a poultry project for our youth. As a CPA committee, we were trained on the issues of governance and management, particularly emphasis on the CPA Act. And plans, Madam Chair, are underway to plug in the other distressed CPA in the area to our project. Because we realize that the picture of land restitution in our county doesn't look good. So we have actually committed ourselves together with other CPAs in our area, because we're having a forum where we meet, and then they have liked and they are appreciating this egg project of Bila Bila CPA. Now we want to plug them in because the demand, the market is huge. 1.7 million is not enough. Again, in terms of when we look at the impact of land restitution and the improvement of what's called livelihood, here we're talking true dignity and the reversal of the legacy of apartheid. Over 6,000 hectares of prime land has been restored. That is the first restoration of dignity. That dignity was taken away from this poor community. The community, through these enterprises that I've mentioned, we launched a community food program in 2010, July, where our families receive on a monthly basis 12.5 kg of meal, 4 kg of sugar beans, or a bag of mixed vegetables, and 4 kg of beef. And then in winter, because these people own game, we give them game. We get game. And then, for the land that was not feasible to restore, or that was in the landlord's court, we opted for financial compensation. Remember the Land Restitution Act, not the Land Air, the Restitution of Land Rights Act makes provision for three settlement options. That is restoration of land or alternative land and or financial compensation. In terms of this community, we received land out of the financial compensation for the land that was not feasible to restore or in the land claims court. We shared some of the money amongst our people who were originally dispossessed. Each family received about 95,000. And then some of the money we used to develop the already restored funds. So, in terms of training and empowerment, I've already alluded to that. The committee has been trained, our youth have been trained, and then we launched a book. We wrote a book as a community on a project. This is the only community in South Africa which wrote a book about land. This is because during the first phase of the land claim, it was difficult to prove that this land belongs to us because we did not have any written a record or a written a history. There was nothing even at the archive. So we took a decision to write the book for the present and the posterity, for them to have something to refer to when dealing with issues of land. And we say, Madam Chair, of the land that has been restored to us, never again shall it be that this land shall be taken from us. And it's a promise we are prepared to take, to keep. If you look at the slide then, these are some of the food rations that the community receives on a monthly basis. This is unbelievable. There is no community. People will tell you, we have entered, we have formulated a company, da, 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 but when you look as to where, you know, the benefits go, they go to the strategic partner and the executive committee. In our case, we are saying the benefits should go to the beneficiaries. So this is happening on a monthly basis. Last year, because of this chicken project, on top of this one, our community enjoyed a very decent Christmas because we gave them a Christmas hamper with a frozen chickens from their chicken project, and they were happy. I thank you.
This is an opportunity for members to raise their questions, comments on the two presentations. I will be giving members 5 minutes. Honorable Chabeling, Honorable Makasa, Honorable Sejana, the graveyard session, I know. Fearless.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just want to check the present. This is a very good project from what we see. And I just want to know, for out of the 107 million eggs, how many of them are good eggs for the market? How many are, you know, because the eggs have different qualities and sizes. And sometimes eggs do crack. What happens to the cracked ones? Are they rejected or are they sold at another price or whatever? I don't believe that the 1.7 million would be eggs that goes into the market. If it's like that, then oh no, this is a very good one. You said you have 80 full-time workers on the project. Are they part of the restitution? Are they beneficiaries of the restitution? And if we've got 80 permanent workers, how much are they paid a month? And is the payment or salaries calculated in terms of the food packages that they get? Or are they on top of what they are getting every month? I just want to check if you work the parcels into the salary, or on top of that there will be a particular amount that is given per worker. And like from what the previous the presenter before you, he talked about how much is paying his worker. And the temporary workers. I mean, those seasonal workers who come in, temporary workers, even mention how much they are earning. I think it would be interesting to know that. And I would definitely love to visit this project because it's in my province, and I'm hearing for the first time about this meeting. And thanks for the enlightenment. It is really encouraging. Thanks.
Hello, Matas. I didn't see any H in the package.
Thank you, Chair President. And also thank you to the presenters with your good stories that you are telling us. To Mr. Sakwale from Northwest, that is the best presenter in this part. You are admitting to us that the department has done a lot for you. Are you able not to depend on the government subsidy and stand on your own feet now? Secondly, why does the property belong to the department? What about long-term tenure security? And lastly, we were told that RECAP was meant to restore redistribution and restitution projects. When land was transferred to the people or to the owners, why then about this poultry farm leased to people?
Thank you, sir. I must take this opportunity to thank the last two presenters, to the gentleman from Salane Porsche. We are happy to hear about such a good story, and we appreciate the detail that you have provided. Now, the payments of 600,000 rand is that what comes to your pocket after all costs, including labor. You've got 18 employees. I don't know whether you are part of the 18 or whether they are outside, but I'm not interested in that detail anyway. But what I would like to know is whether this is after salaries have been paid out. So the gentleman from Bella Bella, when I was selling timeshare, I knew Bella Bella is the holiday in the country. So I was excited when I saw that he is an African now with his own knowledge. I've never been there. But anyway, what I want to know, I've got two questions to you. The first one is, are you running a profitable business? After all expenses have been paid, would you say you've made your dollars? I'm asking this question against the background of your opening statement, when you said that your main focus is the restoration of the dignity. And so you may not be focusing on profits, but rather on restoration. But that depends on your answer to my second question, which is, what is your understanding of the restoration of dignity in the context of where we are now? I've read books about the restoration of dignity. I've had political statements about restoration of dignity. What is your understanding of the restoration of dignity? I'm asking this question mindful of the fact that you are not alone there. You are a CPA. So your answer should refer to every member of the CPA when we talk about the restoration of dignity, because you said that is the main focus of you as a CPA. And how many are you in the CPA? Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. On the pictures, what is missing is the picture of your staff member, she's a white lady. Maybe next time you must put the picture there to see that the progress in your CPA. That one is missing completely. Chair, you did not see the eggs are here. What I wanted to find out, another question on a light note, what is the name of your book? Can you share that with us? And I compare with my colleague, tell us more about the dignity, bring back the land. Tell us more about that. Any undercover creation, speaking about the plans which are underway to discuss the CPAs, Kolimpopo. Tell us more. Any plans that you have, give us exact information that you have because your presentation is very clear. You requested 24 million, if I'm not mistaken, or 23 million, and you only received 12 million. And you only built three layers of houses, got 12 million. Now your calculation are not correct maybe. For six layers, it's 12 plus 12 is 24. Unless the calculations, and sometimes when you give us synopsis instead of the actual financial indication, you tend to understand it. Because you built, you proposed 23 million, wanted to build 12 layers, you only built six layers, other three donations from production companies and otherwise. Give us your really proposed budget that you presented to the department. I want to go back to the salary scale. You have 80,000 people who are permanent working. How much are they earning per month? I think I'm following up. There was a question that was asked. 80 people. Oh, not 80,000. Oh, okay. That's the dignity of our people. Thank you.
Thank you, Shepherd. No, I want to the first person that to know, talk about the student that is going to be trained, the first presenter, not the first presenter. To talk about the student that is going to be trained in the farm. So I want to know, is there any stipend from the department, or is he going to pay by the firm or by the farm or not? So I want to know, is there any stipend from the department, or is the owner of the farm is going to pay his student a stipend or not? Thank you.
Honorable Makela.
Thank you. I also want to express appreciation for the two presenters, but in particular I want to wish to appreciate the fact that tertiary institutions or institutions that provide training are being used or utilized in this case. It is indeed wonderful to hear that. Lastly, I would say, how can we get access to that story of Bella Bella, that success story, that book of Bella Bella? I think it's something worth reading. Thank you very much.
Can you share with us most of the challenges that are being experienced by CPAs, conflicts among beneficiaries, executives that is failing to account to the beneficiaries, the other one, not lack of compliance to the CPA.
company or an agency architects and projects, because they will go and then try, say we want 5,000 a month, but the stipulated minimum wage in terms of the director is 2.4. So we are not employing the beneficiary, because they will steal from their own funds, and then they will do a lot of, you know, unacceptable things, coming to work drunk, and disrespecting the manager and so forth. It's a whole
Thank you. that's the fundamental thing. I think we need to change the process. Only one community. I'm going to see what we need to get. We need to spend a lot of money for all of our I am involved for in detail about what is going on.
Thank you.
zihamba ke ngoku. Don't take my time. Don't take my time.